Come on in.
I'm Lady.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Well, here we are, back at the table at Lainey's house.
Yes.
It's a cold, very December. Yeah, it's officially cold, December day. And although we don't have any snow on the ground here in Nashville, I was looking through my Instagram just before I came over, and the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina is covered in snow, and the pictures are gorgeous.
Couldn't be any prettier than that.
It's picture perfect.
Was there a sleigh, a horse-drawn sleigh going down the way?
Probably for a $35 ride, you could maybe do it. And then I saw another picture over in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, near Boone, and a friend of mine posted a lot of snow that they had, so their kids were out playing. So snow is coming.
How beautiful.
Coming to the South, although we don't get much White Christmas around here.
No.
I can't even remember the last time Nashville had a White Christmas. I was pretty young. But there won't be many states that get a White Christmas. Northern Kentucky probably will.
Yeah.
Virginia probably will. You know, I mean, assuming there's a snow and cold front coming through, those are the states that are likely considered, they're considered southern states.
Well, it's funny because I was thinking we're on episode 5 and we actually haven't dove into the topic of what is the South, because there's various definitions.
Defining the states
of what
that
falls
represents
in the South.
That's true.
I remember looking through Southern Living when I first started getting that, going, Maryland? What?
I was shocked with that, too.
But, you know, some definitions of the South would be anything south of the Mason-Dixon line.
True, which Maryland would be.
Which they would fall in that. Some people's definition of the South is the Confederate states from the Civil War.
True.
I saw a map one time. I, in fact, tried to find it last night and I couldn't find the map again, but it was a funny map of the states, and it showed what they include, where this post was including in the South. And it didn't, it included the panhandle of Florida and like maybe down as far as Orlando. And that was all of Florida that was included.
Okay. So, you know, Destin, Panama City.
We're including that.
Pensacola.
In the South.
Down to Orlando.
We're not including anything in the Naples, Miami.
Yeah. Fort Myers, Naples, Miami, yeah.
But definitely not.
All of that.
Southern culture there. In fact, it's kind of its own culture.
It is, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's all sorts of
different people
definitions.
But
the Tennessee area has always been considered South. So we don't have snow here today, but we do have a warm, toasty warm drink that Lainey prepared, a hot cranberry drink.
Yes. And
we actually mentioned this on a previous episode.
Last week.
Had made it before going to the parade, and it is so good.
I'm gonna
put a picture up on Instagram, but this recipe has been around for a long time.
This has been around, and we have many memories around this hot drink. In fact, the only recipe I have is handwritten. So we'll have
a link to share.
I don't have a link, but the roots of this recipe for our family came from a dear woman named Patty Whitehurst.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to church with us when we were growing up, and she was just a dear lady. And my mom was reminding me of, I knew that's where the recipe came from, because we talk about Miss Whitehurst when we make this sometimes. But Mom was saying, gosh, I have memories of that drink even percolating in the room of a Bible study that she went to for years in Patty's home.
Yeah, you have to make it in a percolator.
And so, you know, just so many sweet memories of this hot drink. And we've made it for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always so special when you pull out a recipe and there's so many memories attached to the person that gave it to you.
Yeah.
So, Miss Whitehurst is passed away, but
still
her memory lives on. And
that's right. So true. You know, the other drink that I mentioned last week that I'm now relishing in, and it's starting to become something I don't know if it's going to be a household staple or not. I'm loving having cheer wine in the house. I bought it for the punch that I made. I made the cheer wine punch as a test run at our last episode that I'm going to be making for a Christmas party next weekend. And so I have all these cans of cheer wine, and it's so good. It's just like the perfect cherry Coke flavor. I didn't really dive deep last week into any history of cheer wine, but it is a Southern cola, and it's out of North Carolina. I think the city is called Salisbury, North Carolina, and it dates all the way back to 1917. A guy named L.D. Peeler was looking, he wanted to come up with his own soft drink, and there was a shortage of sugar at the time. So he was talking to a salesman, and the salesman convinced him to try some cherry flavoring, and that's really where the cheer wine recipe came from. And then even, you know, I had read that George Bush Sr. was a fan, so that was fun to read even this week amidst his passing, and that he even, that George Bush, or George H.W. Bush, came to the Salisbury Festival in 92. And
that's hilarious.
And, you know, drank cheer wine and just had a good time. So in 92, that was a really special thing for them. But I also saw the punch recipe I shared last week. If you live in North Carolina or South Carolina, you can buy a 2 liter of the punch already made up. Like they sell cheer wine holiday punch.
We can't get
it here in Tennessee. Okay. In fact, it's hard to even find a 2 liter of cheer wine in our stores here. I was at Kroger and that's where I was looking for it. I can buy cans.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're in North or South Carolina, you don't even need the recipe. You can just go buy the cheer wine holiday punch right off the shelf. So, anyway,
it's already mixed up and ready to go.
It's now in my fridge and, not sure how regular we're going to keep that rotation. It's probably not the best sugary drink to have around all the time, but it's fun right now. It feels kind of festive. So we have a fun show today.
I'm so excited about this.
This was an easy one for us to think about what we'd want to talk about and how we'd want to cover, because we're going to be talking about thoughtful gift giving.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's the season of gift giving. If you are just now starting your holiday shopping, you may be even getting a little stressed. So, just based on the limited time.
I still have more to do and I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Now approaching.
Yeah.
Especially if you're thinking about gifts for, like coworkers and there's time off that's coming up. Mm-hmm. So
you got to get it done.
You know, you don't have up till the 25th per se with certain people in your life. You know, you may be seeing them in early December.
Well, and even ordering things. I've ordered a couple of things that I thought I was in a timely way, and it's like shipping December 19th. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Glad you did that when you did it. Yeah. I hope it's somebody that you were planning to see later.
Yeah.
So this is definitely the time where people are starting to make those final purchases. So we just want to talk about some gifts that we've either been given or that we've given to others that have been really thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And we were chatting earlier before we even started the show today that thoughtful doesn't have to mean expensive, right?
That's right. In fact, I think often the best creative ideas come out of when you don't have a huge budget to work with. Mm-hmm. You get more creative in those times.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. But I do think one of the main keys with being a thoughtful gift giver is being a good listener.
Yeah, that's good.
Because when you hear what people mention, things that they love, things that they desire, mm-hmm. when you catch those things, put that in your Rolodex of gift ideas of, that would be good for me to do for her birthday or his Christmas gift or that kind of thing. I've heard of people even keeping notes in their phone for that.
I do that.
I do it on a lot of things, but I've never done it for gift giving. But I get so excited about it. I usually don't forget those things. Like that's just something that is exciting to me.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to mention that. Like I feel like being a good listener is key and again, not necessarily about budget. And I think also putting yourself in someone else's shoes can help you also know what would be a thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
Think about what season of life somebody's in. Mm-hmm. Think about what they faced this year.
Yeah.
those kinds of things help you
with
direction on what to do for gift giving.
That's good. So let's dive in.
Okay.
So this gift was given to me. A friend of ours, her name is Ellie. She makes these Christmas cookies.
Oh, my word.
That are melt in your mouth fantastic.
I mean,
they are the perfect softness of a cookie with the perfect sugary wonderfulness of frosting. And she, you know.
A little Christmas sprinkle. That's lovely.
Yeah. They're always round. They're not the cutout variety. Just round sugar. I mean, I can almost taste it as I'm describing it. So she would always bring these to, you know, ornament exchanges, Christmas parties, church events, things like that. And so, you know, they're very recognizable too.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
They're easy to.
Ellie's cookies, there they are.
To distinguish. So, pretty much everyone in our friend group enjoyed these cookies. And I just thought this was so sweet, for a wedding shower that I had that you hosted actually. She shared the recipe, which that in itself felt like I had gotten a golden ticket.
Uh-huh. That's prized.
Yeah. And then, what I thought was even a notch above that. So the gift, you know, was the recipe, but then, you know, a month later when the actual wedding happened, she made a batch of the, and these are Christmas cookies primarily.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was even out of season. So cause we had a
summer
July wedding. So she had already given me the recipe, but she made a batch of the cookies, snuck them into our car, and put a note on them that said, "Enjoy your honeymoon."
How precious.
So she kind of doubled up the gift, and it was cool because it was special. It was heartfelt, but it was also out of season. So it was even that much more special.
This time of year.
I felt like I was getting Christmas cookies
in
July.
Precious.
So anyway.
By the way, she makes them so well that I tried to make them once and it just wasn't the same. So
I
don't know.
Too,
I think that
actually.
She's got some special touch too. But.
I did too because I have the recipe now. So I just couldn't quite get them the right consistency like she did.
Yeah.
But a recipe is a great gift for somebody.
And you think about that person every time you pull it out, mm-hmm. which is also cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've even, it's also cool as a gift to give a recipe with the dish that you would make it in or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially
That's
if
cool.
you know they don't have the right baking dish or the right.
If you need a special tool for it, a zester or something really unique.
Just to give them that as the gift. And so anyway, that's a great one.
That's cool. All
right. One of my favorite gifts I've ever received, our mother finished a quilt for each of her daughters. That was started by our great-grandmother and had never been finished because,
mm-hmm.
you know, people would start these things and it was such a project.
So
sometimes
timely.
They weren't finished.
Yeah.
So mom finished quilts for us and it is one of my favorite gifts I've ever received. And sometime we may need to talk about quilts even as a Southern topic because quilts have played quite a role in life of the South.
Yes.
And that's a big
the
subject that we'll go into later. But that could be a cool subject. I love my quilt.
I love that. Yeah. I love mine as well. It's something I cherish. It's so cozy.
It is.
Yeah. I hope to always have that to be able to then pass on.
And, special.
Very special.
Member.
So yes, a kind of a generational gift. So something that's one started that then got to be completed. I enjoy for especially kids giving them something for, especially like significant age birthdays. I enjoy giving them small items in that amount of whatever their birthday is.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe if they're 10, they're hitting double digits, 13, 16, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's funny is I think around this time of the year, parents that do the like Elf on the Shelf, they're doing like little toys and sort of finds. So this may sound stressful to think of like 13 gifts, but it is doable. So for our nephew, he just recently turned 13 and we gave him 13 small things to open. So this was stuff like a travel flashlight, chapstick, like little sneaker ball inserts that for deodorizing his shoes.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like just
not
little
13
things.
Expensive things.
But it was really fun for him to have 13 gifts to open up. And then the way you can take it a step further is we actually put a note with each of those 13 things, just kind of speaking some blessing into his upcoming year. So, if you have anyone that's going to be a significant age this year, especially like, you know, that are in that 1 to 18 range,
very cool.
That's a fun thing to do, to kind of
I like that.
Continue out the gift giving.
I am going to tag onto that a similar but different thing.
Okay.
Some friends of mine, John and May Bumpus, are amazing gift givers. I mean,
yes,
so thoughtful.
Are. I've gotten stuff too.
They are so thoughtful.
Yes.
And they do something for significant in their own child, in their own children's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think Griffin got this at 8 or I don't remember, 13 or something.
13's a big one for boys.
And then for Nan, it was when she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this. They had several influencers in their life write letters of encouragement to them. So for Griffin, it was men from his life, coaches, different things like that. For Nan, it was females. But they gave him a book of these letters from his golf coach or letters from basketball coach and different things like that, that were so that you can pull that out and read what these influencers have said about you.
That's cool.
So I loved that as
That's
a gift
a good
idea.
One.
And you could do that for somebody at any age, actually. But
yeah.
Catching those moments when they're ripe is a very cool thing.
Yeah, that's cool. I think the saying or the term come see me or I hope you'll come see me gets thrown out a lot to friends that, you know, live across state lines or in different areas. But one of the things that I thought was so thoughtful that my husband actually sent to his parents because we meant it. We wanted them to come see us. So we sent a gas card.
Oh, that's great.
It's like, no, really, we want you to come see
us. Don't let anything stop you.
Like, you, I mean, a lot of times, you know, once you get to someone's house, they're going to host you. So maybe they'll be, you know, cooking for you at their house and there won't be additional expenses, you know, kind of once you're there. But there's usually some cost to actually getting there,
that's
like gas or flying
or taking
off work or, so anyway,
Very cool, I just
thought that was a really thoughtful thing to do, you know, to show how much you mean. Really, come see me.
Yeah.
Here's the gas card.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Last Christmas, I was given a very special gift. I had a friend who, she had a friend who was a really good sketch artist. And she had this friend sketch a picture of two of my animals that had passed away in that year.
That was gorgeous.
And it hangs in my room. It's very special to me. And, so if somebody has lost a beloved pet, sometimes just a little sketch or something like that, that is a sweet way to tell them it mattered. And,
So that was just a friend that knew someone.
Yeah. I don't know the artist, but she had a friend of hers that was a good sketch artist. She just gave her a picture of these two animals. I lost both really close together. And it was a photo of one photo of the two animals.
Yeah. That they sketched from. But,
yeah.
So there's sites like Etsy that I bet you could find an artist
to
if you don't know someone
like this
that could do something like that for you. So you could probably just look around Etsy and find a style that you like.
And it was even sweet how she gave it to me because we went and had coffee together. And then as we were, I think I gave her a gift and then as we were, she was dropping me off. She was like, here's your gift. You can open it inside because she knew there was going to be tears.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just one of those things of like, yeah, you can do this later.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
That's
See
good.
You later.
Yeah. Not sit down with your coffee in a public place and boo-hoo.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, I was given a poem once by my husband and he wrote it out in just a blank journal. And it was so sweet. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, I'm actually going to kind of pair a couple of my things that I have here. You can write something very special, more in the poetic way, or even just writing in the front of a book that you're giving someone. Yes. You taught me that, actually, I think is so important because it commemorates, you know, the occasion, mm-hmm. if you will, if it's a Christmas or a special milestone moment. But I love looking back on books that you think you've had for a while, but sometimes you don't even realize how long,
yes,
you've had it. And I even had a friend reach out on Facebook this week, and it was so sweet. She found a Bible that I had given her, and it was from 1997.
Wow.
And, you know, she only knew that because I'd written just a two from in the front, and, you know, Christmas 1997. So definitely, if you're giving a book or a journal, even if you don't have a poem to write in the front, write something.
That's so good.
And just make sure that they know.
Books make great gifts, too. I think they do. And I'm a lover of books, so maybe that's just because it's coming from me.
You can get very thoughtful on books.
You
can. Because there's so many out there. You can find something pretty personal to each person.
That's right. I asked our mom what was some of her thoughts on thoughtful gifts that she's received. And I was surprised by one that she mentioned that I had given her. This collage that I made for her, it hangs in her living room. But I literally just had cut out different phrases and pictures. I think I spelled out a word in Scrabble letters. But I just put these, I did put a lot of thought in it. Mm-hmm. And then I took that Mod Podge.
Yeah.
And paint it all over glaze. It to seal it, you know, and just put it in a frame from Hobby Lobby that didn't even have glass, like, because I wanted the texture to show through.
Yeah.
So that was not a super expensive gift, but it was very thoughtful in what I put on there.
Yeah.
And that was the thing she mentioned. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's very cool.
As an idea.
This one I started to not put, but in a way I'm old school. So do you remember the days when we used to really sit down and at the end of the year start putting things down in our new planner, like our paper planner?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So there was a day where I thought, I'll never move away from this. I'm never going to use the calendar.
I'm not going digital.
On my phone and on my desktop to track all of the events in my life. I'm just not. I'm too hooked on my paper planner. Well,
that time came.
I don't remember when it was, but I now use my phone and my laptop to, you know, calendar events. But I still really like having at least one calendar hanging in my home.
Okay, yeah.
Even if I'm not putting 3 o'clock dentist appointment down.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing 3 weeks from now, there's that thing.
I can at least put some events on there. I can put, you know, birthdays on there and big events. So every year I like to make a photo calendar, and
great way to have photos too.
You can do it for pretty affordable through all of the, you know, Snapfish, Shutterfly, Walgreens, Walmart. Like they're just everywhere.
Costco, all of those,
So you can do it pretty affordable, and you don't have to be like graphically savvy to lay it out. Like you just boom, 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 put your photos in, and you know, you can personalize it more if you want. But each year I usually give my husband a wall calendar to put up in our kitchen. And I just think that's a fun, thoughtful thing to do each year.
That's a good one. Well, another one I wanted to mention that was a favorite gift that I received was a piece of art from Laura Beth. It was an artist that's here locally named David Arms.
He's so great.
And
if you haven't been to his studio out in Leapers Fork,
man.
Please make a day trip out there.
It is lovely in every way.
Yeah.
Smells good, looks good.
Yes.
It's just a beautiful place.
Yeah.
But his art, and you can find gifts, by the way, for many price ranges in there. They have coasters and journals
cards
that are not that expensive. Original oils that are, you know, very expensive. Mm-hmm. So, but if you're wanting his art, it is a... It is a pricey thing. Mm-hmm. And so I had been an admirer and had many of his cards and things. But Laura Beth got me an art piece that was very special and sacrificial gift. And I really appreciated it. So I think art is a special way to Show somebody you love them if they like art. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, they may still enjoy a card or a print or a coaster or something like that. But if you know there's an artist that somebody mm-hmm. really likes, that can be a sweet way to give a gift, getting something from that artist.
That's so true. I would say that now that we're at the end of the year, if you're looking for something to give to someone, if there's a moment you shared, there are different ways you could commemorate that. So one of my favorite things that I have in my house is a framed ticket stub. So it happens to be from a first date with my husband, mm-hmm. but that could be from any sort of an event, you know, maybe a performance that you went to this year with a friend or with a loved one that, you know, you could frame the playbill or, you know, there's usually some sort of handout, like even if you don't still have the ticket stub, but there's usually something, or if you didn't keep anything, you could still just print something out, and have it like nicely matted and framed, just to remember a moment. So I like framing stuff like that. You could, if you have more pieces from the event, you know, if it was like a baseball game or something, it's more 3D. There's those like shadow boxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you need some dimension in order to frame something like that, you could do that. But I think it's fun to commemorate special events,
special moment,
you know, firsts and things like that.
Yeah, so that's a good one. Okay, another one that I saw last year, this was not anything I received, but I was at a friend's home and she had these lovely ornaments on her tree that I didn't remember seeing on her tree before. And she had five of them, I think.
Okay.
So I asked about it, and there had been, her father-in-law had passed away that year.
Okay.
And her sister-in-law took this man's welding cap and one of his favorite shirts. And she covered styrofoam balls with strips of the material from his welding cap and his shirt. And
that is cool.
Not expensive, but, you know, well, every Christmas they're going to pull these ornaments out. She gave five to each of the siblings.
Wow.
And so they were so sweet. And
well, and that's the sort of thing where you're like, what are we going to do with Dad's
shirt?
And his shirt. Like, we can't get rid of this.
Yeah, that blazer he always
wore. We're just going to let it hang in a closet.
There's things you can do.
Yeah.
I mentioned that to my mom. She makes pillows for people. And she said, I've heard of people doing pillows of, you know, a favorite shirt, making from a favorite shirt or something. So anyway.
That's cool.
I just thought I would mention that one because while it wasn't a gift I received, I thought it was super cool.
Yeah.
So
that's good. I like that. So I stole this one from Lori, my husband's boss. She has a go-to wedding gift. That's her thing.
Uh-huh.
And so whether the couple has registered for it or not, her gift is typically new bed sheets. Uh-huh. She wants every new couple to have a fresh, wonderfully feeling set of bed sheets.
Yeah. And that can be a splurge purchase.
It's a splurge purchase. Yeah. And it's also, I just think it's just such a beautiful picture of newness.
Yep.
And I just think it's also fun if you're kind of getting, if you almost become known as the...
I would do that with those comfy company sheets.
Yes. Yeah. Those are the sheets you use in your business. And so, I think it's fun.
That's a cool...
If you do find something that you enjoy giving the most, whether that be you're the pajama giver at Christmas or you're the wedding or the bed sheets giver at weddings, you know,
that's cool.
If you really like giving something, own it and
then do it.
Do it every
your
time.
Thing.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, another idea that I have received and given is just tickets to experience something together.
Yes, you have.
Many of us, you know, you don't know what item somebody might want, but everybody wants to have quality time together with a friend or a family member. And so, you know, splurging on some tickets for doing something together can be another great gift. Going to the symphony or a play or something like that can be a really fun gift to
give. And you could give it now And it gives you something to look forward to.
Because
a lot of times, you know, tickets are being sold for events that are way far out.
Oh, my gosh, I know. So then you know it's coming.
You've got something to look forward to. It's almost like you get to give it twice.
That's
you
true.
Know, you give it when they that's know that true. They're going to get to go, and then they actually get to go do it. So that's a great idea. There are lots of gifts now that you can customize and personalize.
Yes.
But one of the most unique ones that we received when we had our son was actually a stuffed animal. His name is Scout. So he's a dog. And I think there's, so he's kind of the boy version. I think there is a girl version, but okay. I don't know what the girl's name is, but Scout is the cutest little green dog.
Oh my goodness. He's adorable.
And when you first get Scout, you log on to the website and you program in your child's name, their favorite color, their favorite food, and their favorite animal.
Okay.
And Scout then incorporates those things while he's singing songs, while he's talking to your child, while he's doing activities.
So cute.
It is precious. And it's just, I don't know. It feels like it's just such a great extension of, you know, playtime when they're getting to, you know, hear their name and hear their favorite color. And so, you know, Jacob's probably far too young to really understand some of the things Scout's saying, but he hears Jacob, you know, when that gets said. So Scout is a very good gift for a child at any age, really.
That's awesome. Another gift I have given at times has been gifts from my travel. If I've gone somewhere cool, if they're known for something, it's kind of fun to bring that back to your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So when I made a trip to Scotland, that was one of my favorite trips I've ever taken, actually. Mm-hmm. And I loved, they're known for their tweed.
Yeah.
So I brought Laura Beth and my mom back a nice tweed handbag.
Yes, I carried it today.
And then I brought my dad and my brother-in-law back plaid pocket squares.
Mm-hmm.
And so just little things like that can be, you know, I went on that trip in July. So I hauled these handbags, you know, home and kept them till Christmas. But it's just really fun to have something unique like that from your travel.
Well, and I get a lot of compliments on that purse. And it's so fun. Well, it's from Scotland.
Yeah.
You know, or, so to get to share that with other people. And, you know, nobody else over here is going to have
gonna
it.
Have
it's
it.
Going to be pretty rare That's if I
true.
See that handbag That's out true. Anywhere else. So, well, I thought this was a fun one. On Facebook and Instagram, it seems like we're quick to show the world like things that we want or need. And so, you know, whether it be, you know, a pair of shoes that you see in a store or, you know, just like want, need, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
must
yeah.
have all these captions. But we saw a friend of ours and I can't even remember what it was. I feel like it was something pretty simple, but she put up something last Christmas, around Christmas time, like this is a must have kind of thing. Well, we ordered it.
Oh, that's cool.
Sent it to her house, and she was just really surprised. So you could always...
That's a cute idea.
Just, I mean...
You could even say from Santa if you wanted
to. Call it a secret
to.
Santa
yeah.
or somebody you were planning to shop for or not. It was just fun just to surprise somebody with, like, hey, we saw your post.
That's
Here
fun.
You go. You
that's
know, and
really
it doesn't have
fun.
To be expensive. But it's just another way to say we see you. We're
that's
thinking
awesome.
Of you.
I got, 2 years ago, my friend Leslie gave me a jar that she had tied a string around with this cute little, it just said blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And then she cut strips of paper, in all these different colors. So there's all these cute, bright colored papers.
Cool.
Had that tied together. And this was the gift. And basically you write as the year's going through, different blessings, and you just put that in the jar.
That's cool.
And then at the end of the year, last year, I read through them.
Hmm.
So I've been doing that this year as well.
Sweet.
And it's cool for even at the end of the year to look back and go, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. That was in February, and that was so awesome.
Right.
You know, just
and
good
even
things.
Even the awesome stuff we forget about.
We forget.
Yeah.
And so it just makes you, you know, sit and kind of ponder like, wow, life is good. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I sometimes forget in the
right.
hard moments,
yeah.
but you know, just counting your blessings. Mm-hmm. And that's a very simple gift mm-hmm. to give. And I keep that actually bedside, and I have been writing them down throughout, you know, like yeah. that just seems to be a system that works for me. So yeah,
that's cool. Well, the next one I have is sort of a going away gift. So one of the things that you did for me when I studied abroad was you wrote out notes. I think you did it for every single day that okay. I was gone, which was like a full semester. So that was a lot of writing. So that took a lot of time. But a lot of the stuff we're talking about here takes a lot more time than money.
Yeah.
But if somebody that you know, want to give something to is moving mm-hmm. or they're going on a long trip, or, you know, even if it's a short trip, if it's a, you know, if they're worried, if it's a job interview out of town or, you know, just giving them some notes to take with them to not open in front of you, not open, you know, as they're leaving, but to wait and to read there can be really thoughtful and very encouraging and give them a little something that they need in the moment.
That's right. I actually have this on my list too. My friend Sarah gave me a box of, there had to be at least 40 notes in there. And, you know, she was just basically giving me the, hey, on those hard moments, open one of these up and read
Love
it.
That.
And she put scriptures in each one. And so, so there's been many days when I've opened those, and it's just nice to know you're not alone. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, so things like that just take more time than money,
they do.
But they're
yeah.
hugely important.
Yeah. I
love that.
I'm sure there's products out there that do this for you, that, you know, a note a day kind of a thing.
Yeah. But man, even in that own handwriting that I know, it makes it all the more special.
That's
now, I
true.
Am old school too, so I still like handwritten notes and not just text.
That's true. I have one more. Do you have, how many more do you have?
About three.
Okay. You do another one then.
This is one a friend of mine was telling me about, but she said one of her favorite gifts was a locket that had a special photo in it. So it wasn't even an expensive locket.
Cool.
But that the photo was priceless to her.
Yeah.
And so I thought that's really cool.
A locket. That is special.
Yeah. It's something you can actually wear and
yeah.
keep that photo literally close to your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked that idea. Well, actually, we already mentioned books that you write in. Mm-hmm. That was one of mine that I think is awesome. I pulled out a Christmas book the other day, and I was like, oh, that's from Catherine in 2004. Wow.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I saved this for last because this has been my favorite gift I've ever been given. So when I turned 30, Lainey had a mixed CD set, which that sounds very dated, but it doesn't matter. Mixed CDs are awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Lainey had a mixed CD set of all the people in my life that had really shaped 30. So old friends, old mentors, new friends, just all these people in my life that she had gone out to and said, hey, give me a song that reminds you mm-hmm. of you and Laura Beth's friendship, or that you have, you know, a story behind or a memory
yeah.
with. So I had this collection of probably four CDs of music.
That, did we call it 30 that shaped 30?
I think so.
I think
yeah.
that's what it was. Yeah.
And so it was just a collection of all these memories. And then even just to take it up a notch, we went on a road trip. And we got to listen to them together.
Yeah,
and
that
so
was cool.
I got to really, you know, because you probably, as you were collecting the songs from people, you were probably like, I don't know the story with this.
Yeah. Especially the college ones and
yeah.
all that. There's so many. But.
So music. And I mean, so however you feel like you could share that in a format that maybe makes more sense today, because I know a lot of people aren't really using a lot of CDs, but you can send a digital playlist, or you could do a Spotify playlist and share that with a friend. You know, I mean, music is such a thoughtful thing
yeah.
and such
so
a
many
personal
memories
thing.
With it too.
Yeah. So that's top of my list, of one of my most favorite thoughtful gifts.
Very cool.
You got anything else?
I mean, the only other thing I had jotted down here was I love personalized things, too. Mm-hmm. And as a Southerner, mm-hmm. I think personalized stationery is also a really nice gift.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be super expensive either. There's lots of different routes you can go with that. But there's websites. I know there was one called Gifts in 24, like Gifts in 24. Somebody gave me some stationery from, and I just went on their site and was looking at some of the things that they offered because I'm almost out of it. So
that's a great idea, personalized stationery.
I think that's a good gift.
Personalized return mailing labels.
Yep.
That's a great thing because a lot of times people don't want to spend money on that, but it's something that we need. And what do you think about personalized pens or writing?
A lot of
utensils.
People like that.
Yeah.
And
you don't have a preference.
I don't.
Yeah.
That's not something that I've put money into.
Yeah.
But
you'd rather have the stationery.
I'd rather have the stationery, but different people are different. And some people love those Mont Blancs too. If you want to splurge on one for somebody.
It's thoughtful and expensive. There's ways to do them both. That's good. Well, I hope everybody got some fun ideas or maybe spurred some creativity into different ways to be thoughtful in your gift giving.
And I think also just lovely wrapping. I don't know if it's just me, but there's something about the experience of a lovely wrapped gift.
Yes.
That makes it all the more fun.
Yes. Judge a gift by its packaging.
I mean, you know, just even when they're simple, like, but just have a pretty plaid bow or something like that. I just think put a little effort into your wrapping, even if you need to pay a college student or a high school student that's on break that's good at it. If you're not, you know, but put a little thought into your wrapping.
Have you ever been to a White Elephant or a Dirty Santa gift exchange? And seen or really studied the packages that people go for, it's the pretty ones.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, I mean, that you're just assuming it's going to be something good inside.
It's going to be expensive
inside.
And good.
Something
so
good in there.
We do. We judge gifts by their packaging. Well, that was a very complete list, I thought, a very thorough list of some thoughtful gift giving.
Came easy for us to talk about
that.
We just
rattled those off. So why don't we table, pun intended, our topic on family style seating in Southern restaurants till next week.
Sounds good.
And we will also talk about a hidden gem in Alabama that you and I have been to that we're excited to share.
Yes.
And we'll talk about some thank you notes maybe.
Oh yeah. It's going to be time to write those before you know it.
Plus, I think we should give everyone some Southern movie must watches over the Christmas break while you got some time off. So
like it. Yeah, sounds good. And I want to remind our listeners, particularly those that are in the Galveston, Texas area or Baton Rouge, Louisiana area, that Rob Ikes, who does our intro and exit music, is going to be playing in December the 13th at the Old Quarter Acoustic Cafe in Galveston, and on December the 15th at the Red Dragon Listening Room in Baton Rouge.
Cool.
So check out Rob Ikes with Trey Hensley if you are able and you're in those areas. You will not regret going.
Cool.
And I also wanted to just give one more request. If you are listening, to please subscribe to our podcast. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. It's really helpful if you will subscribe. And also, if you'd write us a review, we'd really appreciate it. Those things are really helpful for us. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you guys.
See y'all.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.